Title, update, Governor Cuomo signs significant changes to New York discrimination and harassment legislation into law, employer compliance required. Content, on August 12, 2019, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed into law S.6577, a bill implementing a series of sweeping changes to the New York State Human Rights Law, NYSHRL. As we previously reported, S.6577 provides for a number of notable updates to the NYSHRL designed to strengthen state protection for victims of sexual harassment. However, the signing of S.6577 also implements a series of changes that stand to significantly impact employers with respect to all claims of employment discrimination, not just sexual harassment. This post summarizes key changes to the NYSHRL created by S.6577, along with deadlines for employer compliance. Mandatory liberal construction for NYSHRL effective date, August 12, 2019. In an attempt to align the NYSHRL and New York City Human Rights Law, NYCHRL, S.6577 requires courts to construe the NYSHRL, like its city law counterpart, liberally for the accomplishment of the remedial purposes thereof, regardless of whether federal civil rights laws, including those laws with provisions worded comparably to the provisions of the NYSHRL, have been so construed. This construction will immediately apply to all claims filed after Governor Cuomo signed S.6577 into law. Require distribution of anti-sexual harassment policies and training effective date, August 12, 2019. Under the NYSHRL, employers must conduct mandatory annual sexual harassment training. S.6577 amends this requirement to provide, at the time of hire and during each annual training session, a notice containing the employer's sexual harassment prevention policy and the information presented at such employer's sexual harassment prevention training program. The notice must be both in English and the primary language identified by each employee. The Commissioner of Labor has been instructed to prepare and distribute a model notice. Non-disclosure provisions in settlement agreements restricted effective date, October 11, 2019. As a result of previous changes to the NYSHRL, New York employers were prohibited from including a non-disclosure provision in settlement agreements covering sexual harassment claims unless the claimant specifically agreed that the provision was her preference, and was given 21 days to consider the provision and 7 days to revoke consent. As of October 11, 2019, this restriction will apply to all claims of discrimination, in violation of laws prohibiting discrimination, including, but not limited to, the NYSHRL. New York employers must take the following steps to include a non-disclosure provision in any settlement agreement related to claims of discrimination after October 11, 2019. The non-disclosure provision must be executed in 2 parts. The first part must acknowledge that it is the employee's preference to enter such agreement and that the employee is being given 21 days to consider the agreement and 7 days to revoke consent after the 21-day period has expired. The second part must be executed after the 21-day period. The non-disclosure provision must be provided in writing to all parties and in plain English, and, if applicable, the primary language of the complainant. Any non-disclosure provision will be void and unenforceable if it prohibits or restricts a complainant from 1. Initiating, testifying, assisting, complying with a subpoena, or participating in any manner with an investigation conducted by the appropriate local, state, or federal agency, or 2. Filing or disclosing any facts necessary to receive unemployment insurance, Medicaid, or other public benefits to which the complainant is entitled. In addition, after January 1, 2020, any contract or agreement between an employer and employee that prevents the disclosure of factual information related to any future claim of discrimination is void and unenforceable unless the agreement notifies the employee or potential employee that it does not prohibit him or her from speaking with law enforcement, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the State Division of Human Rights, a local commission on human rights, or an attorney retained by the employee or potential employee. Mandatory arbitration clauses for discrimination claims banned effective date, October 11, 2019 reforms to the NYSHRL in April 2018 rendered void any agreements requiring the submission of sexual harassment.